in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. A shortwave radio giant in Austria is poised to shut down. One of the last remaining Navajo code talkers becomes a silent key. And a TV crime drama in Germany probes a ham radio murder mystery. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline Report number 2452 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. And now reporting from Valparaiso, Indiana, here's Paul Brown, WD9GCO.
Our top story this week takes us to Austria, where a giant among the world's shortwave stations is poised to go off the air at the end of the year. Graham Kemp, VK4BB, has those details.
After weeks of speculation, Austria's ORS shortwave radio station confirmed its shutdown date will be December 31. The news came to the German National Ham Radio Society's weekly Radio Dark program on October 14, as reported in their October 20 program. The station recently lost its major broadcast client, Adventist World Radio, which will end its transmissions this month. That leaves only a handful of customers for the ORS station, including Radio Dark, for whom it carried a special worldwide broadcast of the World Radio Sports Team Championship in 2018. The shortwave site was formerly the Radio Austria International Broadcast Station and is well known for having had Europe's largest directional antenna system for shortwave broadcasts. Various news reports, including those from Radio DARC in Germany and the British DX Club, had said that the Moosbrum site was likely to be shut down by the 31st of December. ORS is among the few remaining shortwave broadcasters in Europe and has provided programming for listeners in the Near East, the Middle East, and Africa. I'm Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
A helicopter crashed into a communications tower near downtown Houston, Texas, on Sunday, October 20th. Kent Peterson, KC0DGY, brings us up to date.
Four people on board a helicopter died after it crashed into a radio tower in Houston, scattering debris for miles and setting off a grass fire in the immediate area. Various media reports said no one on the ground was injured, either from the fiery crash or the subsequent collapse of the tower on Sunday, October 20th. The city's mayor, John Whitmire, told local media that it was fortunate that the tower, which had guy wires, collapsed instead of toppling over. The mayor said the explosion set off by the crash was like, quote, a fireball out of the air, end quote. The crash victims reportedly included a child. Houston's ABC 13 News said that the tower was equipped with red flashing lights designed to make it visible to aircraft, but the lights had a history of malfunctioning. KHOU Channel 11